Just kidding. I'm not a weirdo. We are back at it again with another podcast, and I brought a special guest to talk with us today, and I will be asking him a few questions later on. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, Matthew. Thanks for having me. I am Ben, and I'm a student at UConn my second year.
Same here, brother. Well, today we're going to be talking about something not so fun, but something that we should all be thinking about. A few weeks ago, I was working on a research paper and wondering, is the idea of childhood innocence socially constructed? Now, what is a social construct? A social construct is essentially the idea that something has been created by us humans in society. An example of this could be the idea of gender. Gender is not based on our biology, but more on cultural norms and gender roles, and how we are expected as a gender to behave. Applying this to childhood innocence, the question on whether or not it is a social construct seems to remain controversial. Childhood can be something quite difficult to define because of the history of changing definitions, the variety of possible origins, and how differently it can be viewed across different cultures. Ben, there is no right or wrong answer, but could you give me your definition of what you think childhood is?
So, good question. To me, childhood reminds me of when I was able to freely play outside and experience new things without worrying about any responsibilities.
Wrong. Just kidding. But I personally would define childhood as a time period of growth that shapes the person you are in the future. However, childhood cannot be characterized as any specific age range or period because it is so subjective and varies from person to person. Some people may experience the harsh reality of life early on as a child, while others may consider childhood as a time period of joy, fun, and experiencing new things. As you can see, there's not really one way to characterize childhood because of how different it can be for everyone. This leads me to believe that childhood innocence is not exactly some idea that came to be naturally, and rather is something that was socially constructed for a variety of possible reasons. Especially in Western culture, we see children as these innocent figures that are not comparable to adults in terms of cognition, and treat them much differently than adults, which are no more or less human than a child. From an article written by an author from Harvard, Kristen Kishis explains how 300 years ago, there was no real assumption about children being innocent until the early 19th century in the US. Also, although innocence can be related with children, it is specifically white childhood that is associated with innocence. Childhood innocence could have arose a way to show biases between different groups, one example being race, as explained by Kishis. She talks about how while white children were specifically seen as innocent, but African American children were not in comparison. This could be an example of how the general idea of childhood innocence could lead to racial inequality issues due to the bias in treatment or point of views. Ben, I need to ask you, do you think that childhood innocence is socially constructed or a concept that naturally came to be?
So I definitely don't think that childhood innocence just came out of nowhere, but I'm not that sure. So I feel like people should have possibly crafted the image that children are these things and are perfectly human and harmless.
Well, I can't disagree with you there. We have been known to socially construct many different concepts. Another question, though. Do you think that the idea of childhood innocence is good or bad for our society?
Now that, I feel like it's hard to say, because maybe there's no way to tell whether or not if it's good or bad. We don't know what society would behave like or function like if childhood innocence were not to exist.
That's true. Well, I think that there might not be a good or bad to this concept, and there will always be things happening that people consider to be good or bad, but instead of thinking that way, I like to approach ideas or events neutrally. These things will happen whether you like it or not, and maybe people just need to learn to adapt with it. Okay, so one of the last things I want to talk about is our man Erik Erikson. Erik Erikson, a well-known psychologist, has a theory about the psychosocial stages of development where different stages of human life is defined by specific behaviors. One example that I wanted to look at is the stage known as initiative versus guilt, which is typically ages 3 to 5 in which a child is rapidly developing. This stage is essentially about how the child is still learning, but also tries to take initiative to do things for themselves. This can somewhat be used to contradict and support the idea that innocence is socially constructed. It is showing how children are biologically still young and developing, but can still act in some ways similar to adults when trying to make decisions for themselves. One might argue that children are young and not able to make many decisions for themselves, but this stage shows children attempting to start making their own decisions in a variety of ways. This could be hindered by external factors, such as a parent imposing their own ideals onto the child due to how we view children as innocent and rather inept. Although psychology is technically not a hard science, containing many different theories that aren't backed up with concrete facts, theories are still good ways to explain why these behaviors might happen. At the end of the day, there is obviously no concrete answer on whether or not childhood innocence is really socially constructed, and based off the evidence presented that seems to support childhood innocence being socially constructed, I continue to stay true to my belief that innocence is not a natural concept. And that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and please follow my page, like it if you liked it, and yeah, bye guys. Ben, this is the part where you say bye.
Oh snap, alright, well, goodbye friends.